It's our Calgary Stampeders Insider down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Al, of course, joins us from the Calgary Herald. I'll ask you, I mean, you've seen every single game this team has played this year up close and personal. Was the West Division Final in BC, was it really their best effort of the year?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I mean, in all three phases of the game. You know, it's funny, though. I also go back to the Week 3 loss in Montreal as one of their best games in the year, too. Because, and yeah, it was a loss, and yeah, we know what happened late in that game when Kevin Glenn threw the interception. But they'd done just about everything well in a real tough situation. And that game showed me a lot as well. So based on what they were able to do in that game, and based on the mental toughness they showed in that game, and also based on the way they bounced back from that game, I guess what we saw on Sunday in Vancouver shouldn't surprise us. And yet it did surprise a lot of people. But in all phases of the game, on the field, and Mike Benavidez and his coaching staff was clearly outmaneuvered by the Stampeders. So the better team won. You know, I don't care what Andrew Harris says. The better team won. The better prepared team won, and the more ready for prime time team won on Sunday.
Well, I don't think you can argue the fact that the Calgary Stampeders were vastly better than the BC Lions were yesterday. And you know, I think it's a fair question to ask whether or not Travis Lule remains hurt or if that shoulder injury was still a factor, but you also can't argue that Kevin Glenn went out and outdueled the reigning most outstanding player in the CFL. And I guess to follow up on the first question, is that the best game or the most resounding performance of Kevin Glenn's career?
Had to be, right? You know, it was funny too. I'm sure you were watching on Twitter, as we all were, when he threw that interception. It just got savage, right? It was all that's the Kevin Glenn we know, blah 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 blah. And then suddenly, it's silence after that as he goes out in the very next drive and throws the touchdown. You know, I feel a certain amount of sympathy for Kevin Glenn because he's always going to battle that perception that he's not a prime time performer. But Wow, I mean, I think he silenced a lot of people and proved a lot of people wrong yesterday. And again, you know, there's the added element that he's just been such a class guy to deal with. It's hard not to get on board with him. He's handled every situation this year so well, and seems genuinely happy to be in Calgary.
Look, Al, in full disclosure, I was very vocal. I felt that Drew Tate should start the West Division semifinal against the Riders. I thought the Stampeders made the right call. I still do. But I remember sitting there watching the first quarter of that game yesterday, and after the 68-yard hookup to Marquay McDaniel, and it's 7-0, and then two series later, it's 7-7 because Glenn gifts the ball back. I sat there, and the guy I'm watching with, our producer, Josh Humphreys, I sit there and I turn to him, I say, you know what, but just wait, because that's not going to rattle him. Whether I thought it should be Tate or not in the West Division semifinal, I did not get the feeling whatsoever that pick six was going to rattle Kevin Glenn. And that's kind of been him all year long, on a big scale or an in-game small scale. The guy is just unflappable.
Yeah, undoubtedly, and I think that's a great observation, Pat, because I think it's only human nature to wonder, because it's not just a run-of-the-mill team they were playing. That's the BC Lions with one of the best secondaries, obviously the number one defense in the league, and you wonder, well, did they just, you know, was that their very best opportunity, that fast start with the touchdown pass to Marquay McDaniel? Did they just give it away right back? But that drive, the follow-up drive to the pick six, might have been the most important drive of this Stampeder season, and there was nothing fluky about it, right? He did everything right on that drive, and showed some smarts. And you know what? He showed some smarts throughout that game, even in the fourth quarter. That scramble for the first down that Kevin Glenn made, despite the fact that it's no great secret that he's not a running quarterback. I think that, as much as anything, sunk the shiv into the hearts of the Lions.
He is Al Cameron. He is our Stampeders Insider from the Calgary Herald, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Why so much success deep? The BC Lions allowed the fewest passing touchdowns in the CFL this year, only 20 all year long, yet they got beat time after time on deep balls from Kevin Glenn, or in one instance, Levi Mitchell. I could not get my head around why it was so easy to exploit them.
Well, I think there's a couple things at play there. First of all, I'm not sure that the Lions expected that. First of all, I think they didn't expect Kevin Glenn to try and expose them deep. Kachi Mwamba, for instance, did not look good in that game, and I think the Stampeders thought they could pick on him, their safety. But the other aspect, I think, is that there's a situation now with that group of four starting receivers that is a very, very tough group to defend. You can't stop them all just because of the sheer talent. I mean, Marquay McDaniel, Maurice Price, Nick Lewis, Robbie Bryant, I think, is the best four receivers group of starters in the league. Mm-hmm. And not just left in the playoffs, in the league right now. And that just makes it such a challenge for a secondary to cover.
Defensively, it looked night and day in a lot of ways from that game against the Riders. They weren't susceptible to the big play. They tackled so much better. Andrew Harris was bottled up seemingly every time there was open space. How impressed were you with that aspect of Calgary's game?
Yeah, I'd suggest that was the element of that game that surprised me the most, because I shared your concerns, Pat, that they were a little bit vulnerable downfield. That Saskatchewan had kind of exposed something, and wow, it was, there was nothing there, and maybe that's a blend of Travis Lule's shoulder, and but I think more than anything, it's just good coverage, sound football, being in your gaps, and all that sort of stuff that they spout off about, but it makes sense, and the other aspect was the tackling was just stellar. That was the best tackling performance we've seen out of this defense all year. And there were some issues in tackling earlier in the season, but nothing like that. I mean, as soon as one guy slipped away, then there was another guy right there, and they just could not break free. There's one play that I can remember where Andrew Harris finally did get off. I believe it was in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was.
Corey Mace chasing him kind of futilely. But again, you know, it ended in a field goal. So that speaks to what the job the Stampeders did. And Deron Mayo in particular, I thought he had a terrific game in the middle.
There's so much that'll happen leading up to Sunday's game in Toronto. 6 days away. Set us up for the matchup as we know it right now, Calgary and Toronto.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we know which team has gotten the better of the other over the last couple of years. Toronto has won 5 straight against the Stampeders, and I'm not sure that makes any kind of rational sense, because I firmly believe that Calgary has been the better team in all 5 of those teams, and 5 of those games in terms of personnel, but they just haven't found a way, and they've lost a couple of those games, I think 3 of them on last second field goals as well, by the way. So it's not like they've run away from the Stampeders, but I think their defense certainly made the difference in the game at McMahon Stadium. I think they clearly had a goal of trying to rattle John Cornish, and they did. And, you know, they paid a couple fines afterwards, but I think they were quite happy with that investment. So mm-hmm. I think it's incumbent on the Stampeders to make sure they are ready for anything, and I think the Argonauts will try to do anything to get the Stampeders off their game, off their discipline. And I think they have to kind of stick to that approach that works so well against the Lions. Be patient, take your shots, make sure that you're running a balanced offense, and there will be opportunities, because I just don't believe that Toronto's secondary, as good as they are, can deal with 4 receivers and the caliber of the ones the Stampeders are trotting out in the field on a regular basis. And then when you add Jabari Arthur in there, it's a very formidable group to deal with.
Al, you're off to Toronto tomorrow?
I am, yep.
All right, well, we'll check in with you plenty of times, I'm sure, once you're there. Appreciate this today, man.
Hey, no problem, Pat.